USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Biden administration is out with a new immigration policy that seeks to limit asylum. The protection would not be available to those who didn't apply before entering Mexico. In order to seek asylum, migrants must schedule a time to arrive at a port of entry. There would be exceptions for some victims of trafficking. The proposal must go through the normal rulemaking process that allows for public comment. Police in Colorado Springs are investigating a Tuesday night shooting that sent at least five people to the hospital. It happened just after 7 p.m. local time at a convenience store. Police say two large groups started fighting there and several gunshots rang out. Colorado Springs Police says there's no word on a motive, but juveniles may be involved. President Biden's last day in Europe before heading back home.
Biden will meet with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and the Bucharest Nine, leaders of Eastern Flank NATO countries who have responded to the threat from Putin's last invasion of Ukraine back in 2014 when Russia took the Crimea Peninsula. Biden argues from Poland that this territorial struggle will be different.
President Putin's craven lust for land and power will fail. And the Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail.
Biden will return to the White House tonight. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Illegal crossings dropped in January, but that's not stopping one border state governor from sending up a warning flare.
Even with the slowdown in illegal border crossings in January, the governor of Texas says another surge is coming.
We have information about people who are in Central America right now, making their way toward the border.
Governor Greg Abbott has a message for those heading toward the U.S.
If you're coming toward the United States of America and you are thinking about making your border crossing in the state of Texas, you're picking the wrong state.
Last year, illegal immigration hit a high, and Abbott blames the Biden administration for rescinding many of the Trump-era policies. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court is considering a lawsuit that could fundamentally change Internet law. The High Court heard arguments Tuesday in Gonzalez versus Google. The case challenges a controversial law known as Section 230, which shields websites from being responsible for harmful user-generated content. It stems from the killing of a college exchange student by an ISIS gunman in Paris in 2015. The plaintiffs claim YouTube, which is owned by Google, acted as a recruiting platform for the group by recommending Islamic State-related content. Rihanna has reportedly earned over $350,000 in song royalties thanks to an increase in streaming after her Super Bowl performance. According to Apple Music, after the big game on February 12th, the singer's worldwide listeners went up by 331%. We Found Love was the biggest earner for Rihanna, bringing in over $60,000. Starbucks is releasing a new line of drinks with an interesting ingredient. The company is selling 8 coffee drinks in Italy infused with extra virgin olive oil. CEO Howard Schultz said in a press release the idea came from a trip he made to Sicily last year, where a Mediterranean custom involves taking a spoonful of olive oil a day. Starbucks hasn't announced that there are plans to bring the drinks to the U.S. Brittany Griner is making her return to the WNBA. The Phoenix Mercury announced Griner re-signed with the team Tuesday for a one-year deal. The Atlanta Hawks are parting ways with their head coach. Atlanta fired Nate McMillan on Tuesday. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.